live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, along with Scott Eckersley, producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining us now on the phone, Senator Rick Jones, Republican from Grand Ledge. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Hey, good evening from the Capitol.
Okay, you are the one of the busiest guys I know, one of the hardest working politicians I know, sir.
Well, thank you. You know, we're doing a lot of good things, moving good legislation, and awaiting the governor's request tomorrow for a new budget.
Well, and this budget message is already shaping up to be different even in format, with Governor Rick Snyder delivering a lot of it himself, which is not always the way it works, I guess, and in the form of the message itself, it sounds like things are going to be different.
Well, I'm excited about this new governor. I have a great deal of respect for him. I think he's doing a great job. I may not agree with him on everything, but he certainly has Michigan in his heart, and he wants to help us right the state.
And he's been getting a lot of press since yesterday. The headlines are loud about him possibly eliminating income tax exemptions for retiree pensions and IRA withdrawals. Are you as anxious as the rest of us to see how that shakes out tomorrow?
Yeah, certainly. I'm not going to prejudge because at this point it's all rumor. And, you know, I want to see exactly what he's requesting before I judge his budget.
Well, and as you said, these are hard times in the state of Michigan. And you and I have talked before, everything's on the table. So the way this shakes out, there's a lot of people waiting anxiously to see what comes next.
Well, certainly. I've heard from people of all different departments in the state. They're wondering if they're going to be cut. And, you know, I say, well, just wait till tomorrow and we'll see what the governor requests. And then at that point, it'll be the legislature's turn to come up with our ideas. And they may not be exactly the same, but eventually we'll meet in the middle and we will come up with a good budget.
And you and I have spoken before, and folks are still working this early on with the new legislature, working together, realizing that they have to work together to make good things happen in the state.
You know, absolutely. I'm working again with Mark Meadows on legislation to save a great deal of money for Michigan Department of Corrections. We would streamline commutation for harmless, I want to emphasize harmless, dying inmates, because we pay every penny while they're inside. The minute they're carried out or wheeled out into a hospice-type situation, Medicare kicks in. Some of them have a spouse with insurance. A lot of other ways that they could be paid for. So and that's just one example. I'm working with Mark Meadows, working with Lisa Liss on a bill, and a number of other Democrats. So it's very bipartisan. We want to fix the state.
Well, and that's just one example of creative ways in thinking outside of the box to cut costs.
Absolutely. You know, and everything is on the table. We're going to look at a lot of innovative ways of saving the taxpayers' money. You know, we simply have to tighten our belts and live within our means. I have said all along that we've had both Governor Engler and Governor Granholm have kicked the can down the road, avoiding the tough situation we're in now. And there was a lot of one-time gimmick type budget fixes, and then there was the use of the federal money instead of fixing the structural problem. And so now this governor is taking the tiger by the tail, and he wants to fix the structural problem, and we're all there to help him.
I talked about how busy you are at every moment. You don't let any grass grow under your feet. One of the bills that I saw come through this week, the House has passed a bill that would allow citizens, not just law enforcement, to carry tasers, electric shock weapons. You, of course, chair the Senate Judiciary Committee. You're in favor of this.
Yes, actually, that's my bill, along with Senator Hansen. We passed it through the Senate Judiciary Committee. And what the bill does is allow citizens who have a concealed pistol license to have a taser. Now, people say, you know, not, some people say, why would you worry about this when we're in the middle of this budget mess? Well, as chair of judiciary, I have to worry about crime and other problems. And we're all working on the budget, and we're going to get it done, and we're working on saving taxpayers' money. But beyond that, I have other duties. And so one of the things I have been concerned with my entire career is the ability of people to defend themselves from criminals. I've seen it all, everything from rape to homicide to, you know, terrible robberies and assaults. And why not allow people that already have a permit to have a gun to have the option of a taser? A citizen taser is a one-shot device. It, when it's discharged, it stops the assailant so the victim can run away and nobody's harmed. And I feel very strongly that we should give every citizen another option. By the way, there's only 7 states that don't allow this right now. So this is not something unique, and it's time for Michigan to come into the next century. This is the, I would say this is the evolution of self-defense.
Well, it does seem it's kind of an intermediary device, if that's the right word, not lethal force, but it certainly has stopping power.
Yes, the police have a term for it, less than lethal. The reason that term is used is that on a rare occasion, there have been some deaths. For example, it's usually when a criminal has a heart full of cocaine or some sort of illegal drug or something, and there have been a few rare cases like that. But I want to remind everybody that you can only carry one if you could carry a gun and bullets, because, you know, only people that have pistol permits will be able to have a taser. So isn't it logical, isn't it common sense to let everybody have a less than lethal option? I think so.
Well, you and I have talked about that before, and I agree with you there. And, of course, you have a long, long history in law enforcement. So you have been and seen what happens out there. So, you know, I applaud you for those efforts. Another bill, Senate Bill 19, would increase penalties on disruption of disturbing a religious service. And this one you've been passionate about as well.
Yes, that actually is my bill also. It passed through the Senate committee, and it has passed through the Senate, is in the House, awaiting action over in the State House. Back a couple of years ago, we had a church invaded in Delta Township by a radical group that didn't like what the minister was preaching about. And they disrupted the service, screaming, hollering, swearing, some 19 or 20 of them. They were so brazen that they actually brought a film crew with them and filmed it, and were proud of, so proud of it, they put it online. You know, and this is just outrageous. So I think in our country, in our great state of Michigan, we want to put up a big stop sign: don't disrupt a religious service, whether it be a church, a synagogue, or a mosque. You know, we have that individual burn a Quran over in East Lansing in front of the mosque. I'm sure if the police hadn't caught him, eventually he could have gone in and disrupted their services. So what my bill does, it takes a law that is already in effect but has not stopped some of these groups and people that want to disrupt the service, and it just brings the fines up to date. $1,000 if you invade a church, synagogue, or mosque and disrupt the service. If you do it again, $5,000. If we hurt their pocketbook, I think we can stop that sort of procedure, just like we stopped the radical group that came in and disrupted veterans' funerals.
Yep. These both make a lot of common sense, and that's what I always appreciate about legislation you work on, sir, and bills that you introduce.
Well, absolutely. I'd like to think that the bills that I put in, I could walk into any coffee shop in the greater Lansing area, the Tri-County area, or anywhere in the state, and most people would agree with them, because that's what people want. They want good common sense in their government.
Well, and you bring it to us. I'm a fan. I'll say that out loud. I'm a fan. Senator Jones, I appreciate your time this evening. We'll look forward to talking with you in the next couple of days after the budget's out and people have had time to take a look at it.
Okay, you have a great evening.
You as well. I've been speaking with Senator Rick Jones, Republican out of Grand Ledge. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.